This podcast is a member of the Oomph Podcast Network. Ang mga podcast na may oomph.
And I'm back. It's me again, Tina Wells, with my friend.
This is Amanda calling.
And we are
Be Witches.
Di tayo sabay. Anyway, guys, this is Be Witches, and we're back at it again. This is going to be a very interesting conversation, and we have a very interesting lady with us. Oh my God. You know, this girl, she's like oozing with so much sex appeal. But if you see her, she's like parang mysterious. Alam mo, pag tinignan mo siya, parang siyang mysterious. But then she's so damn sexy. So please introduce, and who are we having today, Amanda?
Without further ado, today's guest is none other than the star of 10 episode series on Viva Max original called Escándalo. And she's none other than Miss Cindy Miranda. Woo!
Hi, Tina.
Hi. See what I'm telling you. Parang siyang mysterious girl, pero yung feminine energy niya, sobrang daming sex appeal, girl.
Wait lang. Diba? Sobrang na ano. So, thank you sa introduction na yan. Pero I doubted myself nung sinabi mong sexy. Medyo parang hindi. Nung kaya nung baka kailangan kong i-work out yung sa sexy na part. Well, but yeah, thank you for
your,
that.
Your sexiness is very sophisticated and very mysterious. Alam mo ba yun? Like, yeah. You know, Cindy, I've been following you on Instagram before. Like, even before na nag-100% ka na celebrity, I followed you na before. And somehow, nakita ko yung progress ng ano mo, ng career mo. And you are doing such a good job, and this movie, this mini episode, but mini series, is amazing. And you are an agent here, am I right?
Thank you, Tina. Ngayon, ipa-follow kita right after this.
Yes, follow me back, bitch.
thank you.
Can you tell us about your character and the movie? This is exciting.
Yeah, very, very exciting. And malapit na, diba? So, kakaiba na naman tong character ko na to. Every time naman I do a movie, or this is my first series na lead ako ah. So I'm very, very excited talaga about this series. So I'm a agent. So detective agent. So she's a police lawyer. Ibig sabihin, di ba, if you're an agent. Very interesting kasi may resemblance siya sa, alam mo yun, sa totoong personality ko. And of course, ang dami kong kasama dito na Viva Max stars. Andiyan sila AJ Raval, Ayana Misola, and Angela Moreno. Imagine that. This, I think, the biggest series of Viva Max yet. So, we're very, very excited talaga na i-share itong project na to sa mga tao.
Mike, my other question is, why is it called Scandalo? Bakit Scandalo yung title?
Okay. Very scandalous talaga yung series na to.
Ooh, I love it.
Aside sa kwento ni Agent Patricia dito, scandalous din yung nangyari sa family niya dito. Scandalous din yung mga cases na isa-solve niya dito. So ito na nga yung isa dun sa case ni AJ Raval. She's a celebrity in this story. So yun yung isa-solve ko. Aside from solving the case of my dad. So, yun. Yung kailangan nilang abangan kung ano yung kaso na kailangan kong isolve about kay AJ Raval.
Nice. There's like a story within a story. There's like the main story, which is AJ Raval's case, and then the story of your own case with your dad.
Yes, yes. So, ang daming layers talaga. Kaya, hindi sila mawawala ng rason not to watch this. Imagine
but
just...
My next question is like, how can you connect your character to dito sa series na to, to your life? Like, what's the resemblance? Because for sure, you portrayed this character so well. And your preparation and everything for this, and how do you connect it with Cindy?
Yun nga, sabi ko, di ba, ang daming layers ni Patricia. Kailangan niya maging ibang tao pagka nasa work niya. Of course, you cannot bring your own problems, di ba, pagka nasa work ka. You cannot be weak. You can't show them how you really feel inside. Because if work, work talaga, diba? And I'm like that in real life. I think it helps din sa work ko. We all need to be professional sa lahat ng ginagawa natin. Not everyone will understand kung ano may pinagdadaanan natin personal. You know what I mean? So Agent Patricia is like that. Sobrang complicated ng buhay niya.
May romantic scene ka dyan or sex scene or love interest angle?
I'm not sure kung malulungkot yung mga tao, pero wala. I'm a drama action
star. So workaholic ka. Workaholic ka dito.
Yes, but it doesn't mean naman na ito nga yung sinasabi ko eh. When the press asked me kung ano ba yung pagiging sexy sa akin, I don't think it's just showing off, you know, something sa skin mo. It's really, di ba, how you are, how you act, how you talk. So I hope isa mga tao na of course naghahanap pa rin ng sexy, 'di ba, may mga ganyan naman. I hope hindi sila ma-disappoint sa story na 'to.
That's, you know what you said, Cindy, it's really nice. Like parang sexiness now is like parang how, paano mo, ano yung meaning sa iyo ng sexy? For example, yung sinabi mo kanina, 'di ba, how you portray yourself, how you carry yourself. With me naman, for me, sexiness is like confidence in everything that you do. If you're confident with whatever, like with your job, if you're confident with that, oh my God, that is so sexy. If you're confident with your body, kahit anong size ng body mo, that is so damn sexy. Alam mo yun, if you're confident with your skin, if you carry it very well, that's so sexy. So like, it depends na ngayon kung paano ipiperceive ng mga tao ang sexiness.
Yeah, I think you're right. The word confident na sinasabi mo, I diba? Think sexy for me. It's really how you do things talaga with confidence. Kapag buong buo ka ginagawa. That's sexy to me. You know, someone who has, I'm not sure, hindi lang to sa babae. Even sa lalaki. Mm-hmm. It doesn't mean na, di ba, kapag you feel
maganda yung katawan mo, sexy ka na.
No. It's how, sa conversation na lang, sabihin natin. To me, sexy din ang matalino. May sense of humor.
I think what
How about you, Amanda? What's sexy for you, Amanda Calling?
Ang sexy for me is having a strong sense of yourself. Yung kilala mo yung sarili mo. And I think, yung si Cindy, yung sex appeal niya, it's coming from, nafe-feel ko sa kanya, she has a good sense of herself. She knows what she wants. Kahit she looks very feminine and delicate outside, she's so in touch with her masculine energy. And the balance between her femininity and masculine energy is what makes her so sexy and makes her so fit for this job. Tinan mo, ang feminine and fragile.
Yes, that's true.
Niya sa labas, diba? Pero action star pala, diba?
Exactly. You can never judge the book by its cover. But you know what? Let's jump a little
but now,
further.
You know, now, gusto ko tuloy, nagiging napapatomboy ako kay Cindy, ah. Parang nai-imagine ko tuloy si Cindy. I wonder what Cindy is like in bed. Kung ganyan siya.
Cindy, what's the first thing you notice in a man? Like, if you get to interact with a man, like, what's the first thing you notice?
Yung totoo, honestly, hindi naman ako mag-lice. Of course, you look naman talaga, di ba? Physically, sa ulo.
Yeah.
Naman ang first na manonotice mo. But, hindi kasi ako madaling magka-crush sa isang tao.
Ako din. No?
Attract. You know, I need to talk to that person first or observe that person first na hindi naman sa lahat ng tao, di ba? Or lahat ng tao na observe mo. So, ako talaga, mahirap ako magka-crush unless talaga.
With Cindy's personality, nafe-feel ko sa bed submissive to.
You wanna submit kasi to strong bed. Siya outside.
True or false?
False. I'm not.
Ah, you're very dominant.
I'm not submissive.
She's a dominant.
Yeah.
You know, yun nga sabi nila sa akin, nagugulat sila every time I work. Iba talagang tao. If mapanood nyo itong skandalo, syempre makikita nyo na yung action ng moves. Pero nakita naman nato sa ibang movies ko. Iba talaga. Nag-change talaga ako ng
character.
Yes. Ibang
That's
iba
so talaga. Good. But you know what? Once you're in bed with your man, you can be whoever you want. And that's another sexy thing. You can be like a crazy ass, sexy, horny bitch in front of your man. And that is so sexy and hot.
Yeah.
Ayoko maging submissive. Kasi ayoko naman nasundin lang yung gusto nung if ever may partner ako or magkaka-partner ako. You know, I want to, you know, make him, you know, satisfied or happy. The way I want it. Ayoko nang sinusunod lang sa gusto niya. I don't think happy. Pag sinunod mo
so
you have to surprise your partner, I think. right?
Yeah.
Kasi kung in-expect na niya yung gagawin mo every time.
Actually, you're right. You're right. If a woman initiate, mas lalong ano yon, mas lalong crazy yon sa mind ng guys, yeah. Because it's always expected that the guys will always initiate. So yeah. Girls, initiate and rape your boyfriends. They will love it.
Speaking of adventurous and surprises and trying, nakapag-try ka na ba, kayo girls, ever mag-sex tape yung sarili nyo while in the act?
Well, you start, Amanda. Have you ever done it?
I wanted to. Yung long-term ex-boyfriend ko, I wanted to. Siya may ayaw, natatakot. As in, pinipil ko na ni, ina, pinipil ko. Tapos kinuha niya yung camera.
Okay.
So,
next ako. You know what? Siyempre napapanood ko yan sa movies, di ba? I wanted to, like, Amanda. Di ba nakaka-temp? Just yeah. For fun. Just for yeah. Fun. Diba?
And that's for the both of you lang to watch, di ba? Wala, basta you trust each other na hindi nyo ikakalat. Alam mo yes. Yun?
Pero dahil sa napanood ko nila na madaming movies, hindi naman dahil makakalat yan because sa inyong dalawa, di ba? May nagkalat. Pero malay mo mawala yung phone nyo. Diba?
Yeah.
So, iniisip natin, syempre, hindi lang naman babae. Syempre, sa party niya, na kailangan natin pangalagaan yung sarili natin. Alam mo, iniisip ko na lang, wag na lang, baka, di ba, may aksidente mangyari, mawala yung phone. Kaming dalawa lang din yung masisira. Kasi, of course, sa inyong dalawa, di ba?
Sino it's your responsibility. You're the two of you made that tape. So, kayong dalawa yung may kasalanan pag nawala yung video na. And then, have you ever done it, Cindy? Have you ever recorded yourself?
No, not yet. Because, yun nga, sabi ko, na-tempt din ako.
Not yet, wait lang.
You know, I feel like, pag nangyari yun to anyone, it's still up to you kung anong, you can twist it maging in favor of you or not in favor of you. Like Kim Kardashian and Paris Hilton, di ba? Sumikat dahil sa mga sex tapes nila. So,
I know what? I'm thinking, kunwari ito yung boyfriend mo eh. What if naghiwalay kayo and then may husband ka na?
Yeah.
I know it's past. Past is past. But still, di ba? Kung ikaw yung nasa kalagayan ng tao, if may magpapanood man sa kanya noon, magpaalala sa kanya noong time, di ba? Masakit pa din kahit ano sabihin mo. So think about, pwede siyang maulit. Pwede niyo maulit yan. So, just don't do it. Kasi, hindi ka naman sigurado sa lahat ng pwedeng mangyari. Pwedeng magka-boyfriend ka pa ulit ng iba. Diba?
Anyway, ako naman, girls.
Ikaw. Parang alam ko na yung sagtina.
Honestly speaking, I know I've like recorded so many videos, but for my eyes only and for our eyes only, what we're talking about before, I've done that with my exes before. And sometimes we record and then we watch it. And then after watching it, we delete it right there and then. Yeah. Sabay. We just want to see ourselves in the small screen.
Yeah.
And then also, sometimes, you know, the men that I go out with and shit like that, they love recording me. So like, even if it's secret, like, you know, they like recording what I do or whatever, how I ride them or whatever. Yeah. I don't know. Do I look like a porn star?
No. Diba? Yeah, hot mo kasi. Toto ha. Sobrang hot mo kasi. So I think naman, ito na yung pagkakataon nilang i-record.
Babe, alam mo ba, may nangyari pa before na I didn't even know that this guy, like, he's my ex, he was recording it secretly. Kaya pala, sobrang puging-pugi siya sa sarili niya while we're doing it. Kasi pala, may naka-record. Ako naman like, parang what's going on? Yes! Paglingon ko, oh my God, may camerang record. I was like, why didn't you tell me or what, whatever. That's the thing. If you're planning to record yourself doing it, both of you should know na may nangyayari because it's really unfair. It's really unfair. If the other one doesn't say yes, no recording. You know, it always have to be the two of you.
Yeah, it's a crime. It's criminal pagka yung isa walang consent na nagbi-video, di ba? Pero siguro yung ex-boyfriend mo na yon, na-feel niya, player to, hindi ako pakakasalan nito, re-record ko na lang para ma-save ko in time na mapagkalat ko. May maniwala sa akin na na-sex ko si Tina Wells.
Oh my God! I know, oh my God, you know, it's so crazy. So like, I know I did those recording, but I am 100% sure I will never have scandalo.
So ito na lang, wala na akong, tulad ng sabi mo, wala na akong magagawa. So wala. So kung anong na-leak na, napanood na ng tao, anong dapat gawin next time? di mo na ulit gagawin yun. Magiging cautious ka na ng mas pa sa ginawa mo. And sana ganito na lang. Sana next time, kung sino man makasama mo or makakasama ko, sana make sure mo na mapagkakatiwalaan mo na hindi yun gagawin kahit kailan.
And we know it happens and it's traumatizing. It's really traumatizing if that happens to you, especially if hindi ikaw yung type of person na ready to be exposed in that way. It's gonna be traumatizing. It's gonna mind fuck you for a very long time.
Actually, diba? Mind fuck ako ngayon lang ha. Inisip ko pa lang.
Na... Diba? Nakaka-praning.
Tin-traumatize natin si Cindy.
Imagine na lang, not na lang sa mga tao, pero sa family mo. Na panood yan ng mommy mo, ng kapatid mo. Hindi ko alam kung paano ko haharap sa kanila. Yeah. So ngayon, eto na. Talagang mag-iingat na ako sa lahat ng gawin ko. Kung mangyari yan sa akin, nahihiya ako for my family. Baka pati sila, ma-depress sila or ma-down sila sa... Yeah, alam mo yun, pwedeng mangyari na yan. Kasi syempre, alam kong love nila
It's
ako.
A very sensitive thing.
Yes, yes. Imagine that. Makita nila na ginagawa mo yun.
How about you, Amanda? Ikaw? How will you handle it?
Sa society, binigyan ng meaning na masama yung sex, na malisyoso siya, di ba? Pero sa totoo lang, sex is so beautiful. Nakaka-mindfuck nga eh, na sa mga TV, yung mga PG, pwede yung action, pwede makita nagpapatayan. Pero sex, hindi pwede. Gumagawa ka ng beautiful life, bata, hindi pwede makita, bastos yun. Pero magpatayan sa TV, pwede. Weird, di ba? Weird ng rules sa society eh. Pero I wonder why we don't question it.
And we all do it. Tama ako.
Yeah, we all do it. Very natural sa katawan natin makipag-sex, di ba?
So, How about you, Amanda? How will you handle it? If like a video of you leaked?
Like Kim Kardashian. Monetize the fuck out of it.
I'm gonna monetize my sex tape.
Yeah, I will take it as if it's wind beneath my wings, you know? It will help me fly higher. Kasi wala ka ng choice eh. Iiyak ka, magsa-self-pity ka, sabotage. Eh, wala ka ng choice. Edi, gawin mo na anong best, what can I do in this situation na makaka-win-win, na great for the greater good, na makakabuti sa akin, makakabuti sa mundo. Edi, do it ala Kim Kardashian na lang. Pero si Marika Reyes, I feel like very, very classy how she dealt with it. Na hindi na lang siya nagsalita, di ba?
I agree with that. Because if it happens to me, I'm gonna Marika Reyes that shit, man. Like, I'll be like Maricar and just not make a big deal out of it anymore. And like you, Cindy, like, parang move on from it. Like, it's done. Move on from it. And as much as possible, make people shut up and don't talk about it. Like, it's gonna be there, but then forget about it. It's just fucking sex. How about you, Cindy? Like, pinaka crazy one.
I don't really go out. You know, ito personality ko talaga. Taong bahay talaga ako. And I just go out kapag may work ako. And it's hard for me na ma-invite even ng mga friends ko to go out. Kasi parang ba, ewan ko ba, hindi ko alam kung tamad ba akong lumabas or tamad ako mag-ayos. Alam mo yun? Kasi
you're an introvert. No, you work naman eh. So.
Yes, feeling ko napapagod din ako mag-ayos. Kasi syempre sa work, kaayos ka na palagi, kukuyat ka na palagi, and then lalabas ka pa. But, you know, I have social media. I have Instagram and Facebook. Mm-hmm. But I don't have, you know, mga TikTok, ganyan. Di ba may mga filtered messages tayo? Na,
yes.
Follow. My God. Siguro mga more than 100 na, yung mga nababasa ko na, ayun, sobra talaga. Sobrang...
Sending you nasty messages, sending you dick pic. Have you ever gotten a dick pic from your DMs?
Unsolicited dick pic.
I did.
Yes!
Pero pinakamasama dun, I'm not sure eh. You know, may mga photos naman yung iba. But hindi ka sure kung sila talaga yun, di ba? Pero yung mga offers, yun nga sabi ko sa'yo, yung babayaran ka nila, just to see them, iba nga... Parang, I think joke na lang yung iba na magpapakasal sila sa'yo. Iyon may mga ganon. Pero I think yung pinaka, yun nga, pinakapangit is yung dick pic.
Pinakapangit. She said, yung pinakapangit talaga na na-receive ko is dick pic. I agree with you, girl. We hate it.
Yung mga lalaki, feeling nila, nata-turn on tayo sa dick pics porque sila, pag nag-send tayo ng pussy pic sa kanila, mata-turn on sila. Hindi naman tayo nata-turn on, di ba? Hello?
Magpadala ka
na. What's worse na natanggap ko? pangit talaga yung dick. Hindi dahil pangit. So,
sabi ko, not even a good looking dick. Ew.
Yeah. So parang sabi ko, ano ba naman yan? Mag-send na nga lang sa akin. Para alam mo yung gusto mong i-delete o gusto mong bitawan agad yung phone mo. Why? Why do you have to send me this kind of ugly picture?
Exactly.
It's not because it's dick, but it's really ugly. And minsan matatawa talaga.
This is what I've been telling our men. Like this,
it should be criminalized to send ugly dick pics.
Exactly. You know, this is what I'm telling. Like, men, come on. Make your nudes artsy because us girls, we make it artsy. Speaking of nudes, Cindy, have you ever like taken a photo of yourself, like your sexy hot self ever in your life? Like, do you like seeing yourself or your, alam mo yun, your own nudes? Don't tell me you don't take photo of yourself naked.
I already did. Why?
Good girl.
Okay, why? Because tinitingnan ko yung progress ko. Kunyari, abs na. So, alam mo yung pagka nagda-diet ka?
Yes!
Day one, day two. But talaga, mahilig akong tumingin sa salamin. Like yung salamin na buo, full mirror. Titingnan ko talaga yung sarili ko. Kasi feeling ko tayo naman yung nagja-judge palagi sarili natin, di ba?
Yes, and, that's right.
Ako, wala talaga ako masyado. Kung ano lang tingin ko sa sarili ko, kung feeling ko, sexy na ako. Wala akong pakialam kung ano sabihin nila sa akin. So, it really matters kung ano yung tingin ko sa sarili ko.
And yeah. Instead,
feeling ko pa rin, mataba pa rin ako. Okay, mataba pa rin ako. So, I check myself. Palagi.
So sa mirror, yan. How about nude fee sa phone? Photo ng nude mo sa phone. Ang sarili mo lang, pang sariling consumption.
Yeah, do you have,
alam mo, wala pa. Feeling ko naka-underwear ako, yes.
Boring. So later, mamaya, take off all your clothes and take the freaking hottest nudes ever and keep that on your phone for your eyes only.
At saka pag 88 years old na tayo, tapos ano yan, may babalikan ka sa mga phone mo. Ito yung itsura ko nung gantong age lang ako. Pwede mo pang makwento sa mga grandkids mo, di ba?
Parang ako lang talaga makita kahit ano mangyayari.
Speaking of makakakita, my next question is, why do you think people or couples, they make a sex tape or they collect their nudes or anything sexual, like they save it? Why do you think people make sex tape and stuff? Ikaw, Cindy.
Okay, to make lang the relationship more interesting, di ba minsan pag matagal na, I have like a lot of, you know, older friends sa akin na, yun na, married na. Ang dami nilang kinukwento sa akin. Lahat ah. Even yung mga possessions. They've everything just to make it, alam mo yun, fun pa rin. Maintain yung, alam mo yun, yung fire between them. Because talaga, yun nga sinasabi nila sa akin. Kapag may relasyon ka na, you need to explore talaga things.
I agree with anong sinabi ni Cindy. And another reason is, wala, manyak lang talaga sila. Like, gusto lang. Matumi lang talaga yung utak nila, malikot yung isip nila, bored sila. So let's try this. You know, why not? Diba? Why not? Diba? Kung hindi mo siya bibigyan ng judgment or malisyosong meaning, it's actually fun and beautiful and creative to do it. You know, yung patriarchal society lang kasi, feeling ko ah, yung kung sino mang gumawa ng rules sa patriarchal society natin, mga sobrang pangit na mga lalaki, walang gusto sumek sa kanila. Imagine nyo yung world na walang babae, puro lalaki lang sila. You think magtatrabaho pa yung mga yan? Nagtatrabaho sila to impress women, to provide for women. Kung puro lalaki na lang sa world, hindi na magtatrabaho yan, tutulog na lang lahat yan. Di ba? Mag-masturbate na lang lahat yan.
Magkakumpit sila kung sino yung pinakamalayong wiwi.
Yeah, so actually, tayong mga babae, ang dahilan kung bakit may progress sa mundo, kung bakit may matataas na building, kasi may mga lalaking gustong magpa-impress sa atin.
Ma, diba? Tama. Oh my God, you're so right. You're so right. Oh my God, you're so powerful. Tama yan. You know, kahit na, diba, sabihin natin talaga naman, may dominating pa din, diba, kahit pa paano yung society natin. Sila pa rin yung, mas marami pa rin leaders na lalaki, tama ba ako? Mas pa rin yung lalaki mag-lead kaysa sa babae. May ganun pa rin tayong tingin. Pero yun nga, if we think about it, it's really those, you know, success. It's really
Because every strong man, behind that strong man is a stronger woman.
Tama ka dyan.
As long as you're careful, as long as you trust each other, yan ang pinaka number one if you want to make a sex tape. Yeah. As long as you trust this person, this person is not gonna fuck things up for you, you respect this person, go ahead, do whatever you want with your life.
I agree. Pero sana ha, may nilang sa mga listeners natin. Tama na as long as you trust that person, sana like mo din yung taong yan. Para kahit anong mang mangyari, hindi mo mare-regret kung ano man yung ginawa.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yun lang naman yun. Kasi ang pangit na hindi mo pala talaga gusto.
And then especially yung sinabi mo yun, Cindy, yung regret. Everything you do before doing it, think about it first. I-re-regret mo ba ito after? Okay. And also, this is what I always tell people. If you have doubt on doing something, automatically, it's a no. Your gut feeling is telling you, girl, hold on. Are you really want to show your pussy to this camera? Like, excuse me.
Diba? Right, right. Kung may doubt ka na, don't do it. Because alam mo nang may mali. Yun naman talaga, girl instinct naman talaga, diba? Sobrang lakas talaga ng babae. So, just don't do it if you're not sure. Kasi hindi natin alam kung ano talagang pwedeng mangyari sa lahat ng ginagawa natin. Kaya nga, may time sinabi ko sa press, ngayon hindi na ako gagawa ng kahit anong bagay na hindi ko gusto 100%. Or hindi pinatrust yung lahat ng kasama kong gagawin yun. Because hindi ko alam kung ano yung pwedeng mangyari. And I don't wanna be sad about it in the future.
And Cindy, actually yung isang purpose ng podcast namin ito is female empowerment, to encourage women to do things that are in integrity with themselves, to do things that they really want. Hindi yung pinilit lang sila ng kung sino man, or alam mo yun, na ano lang sila, na manipulate to do something, you know. Really, that's our purpose for this. So thank you for giving us time to join our podcast. And really, girl crush na kita kasi yung beauty mo, so classy. Tapos yung demeanor mo is also so classy. It screams self-respect and self-direction, and that you know who you are. So yeah, very, very high value women vibe.
Thank you. Pero crush ko pala dalawa. Ang sexy niyong dalawa. Wala ko nang
thank you,
meron kayo. Hindi niyan talaga. But I'm really happy. Ang dami ko natutunan sa inyo. You know, sometimes really, syempre sa imagination ko, gusto ko din matry lahat ng bagay. When I have the opportunity, di ba? Ayokong tumanda nang hindi ko natatry lahat ng
mga. Yes.
That's actually nasa bucket list ko, kung ano man yan. And sabi ko nga, gagawin ko yan when I'm ready. I think I'm not ready.
Tina, well, like, we're such a bad influence.
I know. But you know what?
It's not bad. I think you just, you know, you're... Ano ba? Hindi ko alam kung tinitingnan mo lang yung sarili mo or you just love yourself. I wanna see myself lang.
Sige, that's healthy. That's healthy.
Maybe tonight, I'm gonna try to do that tonight.
That's our girl.
Sometimes wear your like your favorite lingerie or yung lingerie na hindi mo nasusuot. Tapos take photo of yourself, just feel yourself, be sexy and stuff. You don't have to do anything.
Honest,
you know?
Na ako dito ah. Wala talaga akong lingerie. You know, the lace.
Sabi na nga ba sasabihin niya to eh. Why did
because you told me that I can buy kahit a pair.
Diba, girl?
Kaya no, ang tanda ko na wala pa akong ganyang bagay. I should try. So para naman baka, alam mo yan, minsan kasi small things, diba? Nagpapabago ng mga pananaw natin sa buhay.
Correct,
but can you know, do something for me. Thank you. Oh my gosh, you inspired me.
Thank you also, Cindy. Cindy, invite everyone with your this amazing, amazing series.
Okay. So ilang days na lang. It's gonna be on Sunday, April 10th. 5 days to go. Ito na, ang biggest scandal. I'm not sure, you know, scandalo talaga. Kaya ang title namin is scandalo kasi very scandalous talaga ang kwentong to. April 10 na po. Of course, exclusively sa Viva Max. Nandyan lahat. Ang gagaling ng mga kasama ko dito. 10 episodes to. So every Sunday maglalabas kami ng new episode. Sana talaga tutukan nila kasi very scandalous to. Ito yung hinihintay nyo ng mga mala Netflix na scandalous series,
wow.
Diba?
I will definitely watch this one kasi I wanna see Cindy here. Siya lang yung papanoorin ko. I wanna see Cindy. Agent Patricia. Yan ang aabangan ko. So, yeah. So, scandalo. Very interesting. And we talked about today how being in a scandal would affect each and everyone. And the, you know, like, why people do it and how come people come off like, diba, it makes them horny and stuff. It's because creativity, mind, whatever. Yeah, so I just want to say thank you everyone for listening. And this is such an amazing podcast, such an amazing episode. Thank you, Cindy, for being with us. And yeah, this is Bewitches and I am Tina Wells.
And this is Amanda calling. Please follow our social media accounts. We're now on TikTok. Our TikTok is b.witchesph. Our Instagram is also b.witchesph. Our Facebook page is b.witches. And what else? let us know in the comments what you think about this episode. If you have any reaction, comments, violent reaction. If you beg to differ sa opinions namin, let us know. We're very open. We'd like to hear from you guys.
And thank you,
Miranda.
Thank you so much.
I hope to be back here. I just followed you girls. Thank you. I had fun.
You'll be back here if you have that nudes already.
Nabitin ako. Madami pa tayong pagkakwentuhan. Madami pa akong matututunan sa inyo. So thank you, girls.
Thank you so much. Bye, everyone.
Bye-bye.